Blog Good morning. Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being with me today. My name is Melanie Daniels. We will be doing some live mini readings this morning. I would ask that you please keep your questions to just one specific question, whether it's about money, love, relationships, business, jobs, whatever it is, just keep it down to one category so that way I can focus on getting you the best answer possible from Spirit. I want to thank you all for being here this morning. The guest call-in number is area code 516-418-5416. Again, I'm still having some signal problems, so if we get disconnected, please just bear with me. This is just a kind of touch-and-go thing. I would like to say that this is a wonderful opportunity for you all to be able to connect with Spirit. I realized that when I was opening up the ready to do, I was overwhelmed with the need. There are so many people now not being followed by Spirit. I don't realize every day that let's go ahead and jump in here and start with our first caller. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. This is Caroline. Lovely speaking with you.
Hi there. What's your question for today?
Well, it's regarding a client of mine. I'm expecting a contract. And what do you see it's for a book publishing contract. And I'd like to know when do you see it coming or positive stuff about it? Thank you.
Let me say, the first thing that I'm getting about this, are you going to be involved in the distribution of this book or the promotion of this book?
Promotion. Yes.
Yes. I do feel that it's going to be very recent. I'm getting something about four months. I do feel it's going to be a couple of months. I do feel like, are you planning on doing some kind of promotion at a library?
Well, it's going to be in a lot of places, libraries. It's going to be live events.
I think this is going to be a very good thing. Yes, this is going to be a very good thing for you. I do feel like you're going to possibly be doing some traveling.
Yes. Ooh, got the goosebumps.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a really good thing for you. And I don't think this is going to be your first book either.
So I have a couple. Actually, one is being tweaked for the third time, but it's out there already. So can I just I've submitted to a lot of publishers. I just want to know, do I have to still submit to new publishers or – is it out there already? There is somebody looking at it. An editor is looking at it. That's it. Thank you.
I want to say, is there someone that has, I'm seeing a lighthouse. So I don't know if that is their logo or something like that, but I'm seeing the image of a lighthouse. So I believe that there is someone either already looking at it, or if they're not, I would look for the lighthouse symbol because that's who you're going to go with.
I know one.
Right.
So good. I really know one already, but I'll look for
both.
Yes, ma'am. In the title. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. You have a good day.
Congratulations on
ma'am?
The new show as well. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. You have a great day. God bless.
You too. God bless you. Bye now.
Thank you so much for calling in. We're going to just move right on down to the next caller.
Good morning.
Hi, caller. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, my name is Holly.
Okay. What is your question you have?
It's about love, a relationship with Kenny and I. How do you see it going?
Are you kind of wondering if or when he's going to propose? I'm getting the feeling like let me just say here before we go any further, and this is for everyone, not just for you. So don't think that I'm just directing this towards you. But when Spirit comes through with a message, I'm just going to give you exactly what I get. So I'm going to say that I feel like you're a little more invested in this than he may be. He might be dragging feet, kind of cold feet about this. I do believe that he loves you. He does want to be with you, but I think possibly he's not going to be proposing anytime soon. He may have actually been looking at some jewelry for you. Cause I am seeing that, but I do see that he sees possibly having some sort of future with you. Yes. I just don't think it's going to be getting married anytime soon.
Oh, that's fine. We've both been married twice. I don't need to be married.
Right.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, you're welcome. You have a good day. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Again, the number to call in is area code 516-418-5416. I'm going to be doing live mini readings for the next 37 minutes. So if you'd like to call in quick so that we can get your question out there for Spirit. Good morning. How are you? Can I have your name, please?
Good morning. My name is Dee Dee.
How are you, Dee Dee?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Do you have a question you'd like to ask Spirit this morning?
Yes. I'm a little concerned about my relationship. Just wanted to see possibly where my love life would be going this year with the current person that I'm involved with.
Well, I have to say, have you recently been in contact with someone from your past?
No.
Has there been a man that you've been in a relationship with before, an ex or something that's come around?
No.
Or possibly... No. Possibly it could mean, have you just been in a relationship with this person for quite some time?
Yes, we're going on 2 years.
Okay. I don't know.
We have had our
if
office.
It's.
Yeah.
I'm going to say if you want it to work, it's going to take both of you. I feel like someone is holding on to some resentment here. And I'm not real sure about your future as far as going past possibly the middle of this year. I don't know if y'all have been planning on going on some kind of trip or if you are actually thinking of going to a counselor or something, but I see some kind of thoughts or plans about something. And, I'm not real positive about the outcome after this. Does that make sense to you?
Somewhat.
there's something here that someone's not letting go of. There is either some hurt from a past relationship or it's in your relationship now. There is something that someone is not letting go of. And that's what I feel like is holding you back.
Okay.
Okay. I hope that helps you. That is all that I'm picking up on about your question. If I get anything else, because sometimes it's a little delayed as far as doing things like this live, feel free to message me on Facebook. I'm listed under Psychic Medium Melanie. My last name is Daniels. You can look me up there and message me, and I can get with you later on this evening if you'd like.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you
so much for calling in.
I look forward to speaking with you again soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Again, the number to call in is area code 516-418-5416. Again, with all readings, you have to understand that sometimes spirit comes through with messages that are not particularly to our liking. But spirit comes through with what is for your highest good. I can't stress that enough. We're going to go ahead and take our next caller.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing today? Do you have a question for spirit?
So I want to know my time frame or description of the next person that I'll be seeing, dating.
To be honest, ma'am, I'm not sure I can answer that question for you. I have no idea how to even begin to describe a man that God is going to send for you. I will say that I do see dirty blonde hair, kind of sandy blonde hair. Other than that, I'm not really picking up on anything. I do feel like you possibly have this man around you now. Possibly someone that you see quite often.
Well, nobody has asked me out. Maybe they haven't asked me out yet, but, you know, I don't do the asking. But do you see when they'll come and ask, literally go out?
I don't really have a time frame to give you. I can just say that you can be very open, ears open, listen to the words. If you have in mind this particular person, you'll be able to pick up on the vibes if they're interested or not, and when to kind of
Make
yourself readily available.
Well, since that question, I guess there's really nobody. Could you just answer another thing, possibly?
Sure.
I'm at a job. It's just like temporary, and I was wondering, like, how long will I have to wait for another job after this, the one I'm at, ends?
Actually, are you working through a temp agency now?
Well, I found a seasonal job pretty much on my own, but I am registered with several of them.
I do believe that one of these temp agencies will be calling you very soon, possibly before this job ends. I don't feel like there's going to be a long pause in between you working, possibly maybe just a week or two, if that.
Oh, okay, yeah, because I have a few I'm working with. I got to tell you, it's been horrible. But you see, the one I'm at now, do you see it lasting for, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or 4 weeks, the one I'm at now?
I'm seeing possibly 3 weeks.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's yeah. Oh, then something else will be coming. Oh, so
yes,
be
ma'am.
Three.
I feel like you're going to be switching jobs pretty soon.
Oh. Am I the one to leave, or are they going to?
I almost want to feel like saying that they're going to possibly ask you to stay, or if there's mm-hmm. another position where you are now, they might be placing you there.
Oh, okay. All right, great. We'll just see, hopefully. Yeah, because
okay,
they
well,
all call at once. Either they don't call or they're all calling at the same time. That's why. You know what I mean? When feast to famine,
oh, yeah.
Where was everybody when I needed them? And
yeah.
I know.
What you mean.
Where was anybody? Is it possible I just ask one thing? It's not about me, though.
Well, yeah, go ahead. Yes.
All right. My son, I guess, you know, this year he's an honor student and he's got a lot. And I guess he wants to do online school next year. And I don't know if it's going to, you know, he's in high school. Do you see him going to the same school he's at or doing it online on at home?
Is it an issue with bullying?
Not at all. He's very popular. It's not. It's just waking up in the morning is the issue. There's no bullying issue at all.
Okay. I don't know. Well, I feel like it's going to be something to cut back on some hostility. There's something going on here that he's trying to avoid. So I don't know if it's possibly mom and dad, you know, and the issue of not getting up in the morning, and it's causing some issues at home, but quite possibly, I don't think he would do very well homeschooling.
I don't think so either.
I don't,
is he gonna
I don't
go
think
back
he's
to where...
going to succeed in that.
But do you see him going back to the same school he's at now?
I don't see him switching schools at all.
Oh, that's great, because, you know, he may do online just over the summer, so that's good. They'll tell him, because they want him to stay, and I got to tell you, he's been absent like 22 times, and he always had perfect
right.
attendance,
yeah.
but he can't get up and be at school at 7:30 in the morning. That's how come I cannot get to a job at 8 o'clock. I've been limited to where I...
There's something more going on. There's something more going on with him than I think is has been brought to light. I think possibly you need to sit. I mean, I'm not telling you how to parent by any means whatsoever. I'm just getting what I'm feeling is that you're going to need to sit down and have a real conversation with him, you know, grown up to grown up kind of thing, and find out what exactly is the problem that's going on that's keeping him from school, because I don't feel like it's sleep.
It's not sleep. Well, he doesn't get along with the vice principal, basically. Because
right.
I guess he, you know, he liked a girl and he was asking her out, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
And
so possibly he
you know
feels bullied by this principal and this and that. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
There's,
not by
know.
Any kids.
Right.
And she knows
right.
how I feel.
Right.
And all of a sudden she's like really nice and she bullies a lot of the boys. She's very like difficult. And that's basically, you know, to embarrass him
yeah.
and say, you know, exactly.
And him
so,
trying to run from the situation isn't gonna help it. You know, it's gonna be something that he's gonna need to face and kind of handle, you know, as a big boy, as a young adult, as a young man.
So
anyway, well, I hope that answers your question.
I really do. You see, this was an important question. Like I said, it wasn't about me, but you know, I want him happy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And he's got, I got to tell you, he's got the most friends on Snapchat. The whole school likes him. The whole school
right.
too much. And it's funny because
right.
he literally can get thrown out of there for not, you know, being out for 22 times. But for being late, I'm glad they gave him like a Saturday detention for 3 hours. So this made him get
right.
up in the morning, which I was happy.
Right. Well, yeah, you're doing what mom should be doing, and you're doing what you need to be doing. So he needs to be doing what he needs to be doing. You know what I'm saying?
I know. I just want him to
all
get
right,
it easier.
Well,
it's been a difficult year with him, and I just want him to, like, you know, get up himself like he did and not, like, be half, you know, get up and have to, you know, say it how many times. And, you know, me having limited to go to certain jobs that don't start early because he's not waking up. So it had an effect on me of limitations of me have.
And you can address this issue with him. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, you have a good day, and thank you so much for calling in.
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You're a godsend. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Have a good day. Bye-bye. Again, that call-in number is 516-418-5416. Get your calls in while you can. We're down to only 23 minutes left in this little segment. I'm going to move on to the next caller here. Hi there. Can you hear me?
Kim, hello. This is Cynthia. How are you today?
I am good. Do you have a question for Spirit this morning?
I do. I'm trying to move forward and relocate to a new location. I thought I found a place, and, I mean, it's critical. I have to move and relocate, and I found a place, and it kind of fell apart. I had already started moving, and they tried to change the lease. They wouldn't, you know, never did complete signing the lease, and then it was a daughter handling the property lease for her father who lives out of state, and then she wouldn't send him the lease. She was going to forge it, and I just went and got my first part of my belongings yesterday, and there was no problems there. But I need to find a new place, like, very quickly, and I was wondering if you can tell me how to find that place, where it is.
The place where you're at currently, is it a brick building?
No.
Tan brick?
No, it's a tan double-wide mobile home. And
I'm sorry, my signal's horrible today. I apologize.
No, it's vinyl siding on the mobile home. It's a double-wide, a large double-wide.
Okay.
On the acreage.
Oh, so you're not looking this, I don't know. I'm seeing brick. I'm seeing tan brick with some sort of columns in the front that are also bricked. Is this a property to buy or to rent? If you don't mind me asking. Because I don't feel like it's to buy.
Right. I was looking at properties for sale, and I'm going to hold off and wait, and just because I have to move quickly, and just rent to start with and then buy, look for a place to buy.
Right.
So I'll have more time.
You're possible. Are you at all against an apartment? Because I feel like what I'm seeing is an apartment. This is or maybe this is like a duplex. I'm not seeing an actual house.
Yeah, that would not in any way work for me because I have horses. I have to move everything.
I don't know. I'm not seeing anything unless this is more of No, I'm not seeing anything unless this is just a bigger brick home. I'm seeing brick, tan brick. I don't know if this is just a symbol of something that's going to be very cramped for you, but I'm seeing brick, and I was put on the impression it being more like small, and there's something attached to it, like possibly another house here, like a duplex or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I can't move to something like that. I have a farm. I have horses and, you know, dogs. I have animals. I have to move them as well.
I don't know if you would end up having to put them in a stable somewhere else, but I'm not picking up on anything else at this time.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. Well, thank you.
Is there anything else? All right. Thank you so much.
Can you give me any insight on what you see moving forward with a person named Ronnie.
Well, I kind of saw you alone. I did not see you with anyone. I did see what I was picking up on is that you were going to end up having to put your animals somewhere separate from where you're going to be staying. And I did not see you with anyone. I do not feel, I'm not getting the feeling that you are deeply attached with anyone at this time. I hope that helps you. And I will be doing more of these little mini live readings. So stay tuned and call in again.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Again, the number to call in is area code 516-418-5416. I'm doing a couple of little mini readings today. It's not getting real in-depth with anything. This is my actual first time of doing this live on a podcast. Thank you all for the ones who've called in. I really appreciate it. And thank you for the ones who are continuing to call in now. I'm going to move on to my next caller here.
Hi, how are
Hi
you?
Hi there, can you hear me?
Yep, I can. Can you hear me? I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Yes, ma'am. I'm good, thank you. Do you have a question for Spirit?
Sure. I know, like, everybody's, like, with love and interest. I have one with interest, but I was calling him or communicating with him for work side of things. Do you see that happening or for work?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that question again? Because my signal's bad and it's cutting out.
Sure. It's like I do have a relation, love interest, but I'm not worried about that. I just asked him about partnership for work and new business. So I was wondering if that was going to pan out, communicate with me. I haven't heard from him for a while on it.
Is this an older gentleman?
Yeah, not that much older than me.
I don't feel like that's going to pan out. I don't feel like he's as interested as he possibly has led you to believe.
You mean the work side?
Yes. Hold on. So this is the same man that you are in a love relationship with?
Interest.
Okay. I believe he's interested in that. I don't believe he's as interested in the business portion of that.
Oh, to work together and make money. Got it.
Right.
Guess he's sending me to school. Or help me out with the new business. All right, cool. When's that going to happen, the love interest?
I actually feel pretty soon. If it hasn't already happened, I do believe it's going to be very, very soon for you.
Yeah, like I said, I haven't heard from him for a little bit because I just came back from overseas, so... A couple months ago, so I haven't heard from him. Well, I did, but indirectly, but I did had to do that little, you know what I mean, ignore thing, yell a little bit, and let it go. He did it over the weekend, but I didn't do nothing, just let it go. I appreciate it. So really, really soon.
All right, it's cutting out. I apologize.
All right, cool.
But thank you for calling in. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Again, the number to call in is 516-418-5416. If you'd like to call in, we're still on the air for the next 14 minutes. I'm going to move on to the next caller. Hi there. Can you hear me? You're live with Melanie.
Yes, I can.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have a question for Spirit this morning?
Yes, I do. I'm sorry. I'm kind of dating my friend. I wanted to know, is this something that's going to progress into a relationship, or does he just want it to go back to it being a friendship?
I get that he has feelings for you, but that it almost kind of scares him away. Does he have a fear of commitment or something? There's some kind of issue here where it's almost like the feelings he has for you kind of makes him nervous or something.
He has an excessive feeling for me, so I wouldn't know.
Ma'am?
Yeah, so he hasn't expressed his feelings for me, so I wouldn't know.
I'm sorry. My signal's coming out, and I'm only hearing every other word of what you're saying.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said he has not expressed his feelings for me, so I would not know.
I feel like he's scared. I do. I feel like he's scared. I don't know if he has been burned in the past by another female or there's some kind of issue of something about this makes him nervous. But I do feel like he has feelings for you.
Do you see him overcoming the nervousness, or he just wants us to be friends again?
To be honest, I think it's just going to be a friendship, but I think it's going to be a strong friendship.
Okay.
All right. I hope that answers your questions.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you all for calling in. I really appreciate it. We have about 10 more minutes here, so I'm going to try to get in maybe one more caller. Let's see. Hi there. You're live on the air with Melanie. Do you have a question for Spirit today? Hi, are you there?
Yes, hi.
Oh, caller, I just lost you. If you'll call back in to area code 516-418-5416.
Hello.
Hi,
thank
there.
You for
You're
taking my call.
Melanie.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Do you have a question for Spirit?
Yes, thank you. How do you see things working out with me and my boyfriend?
I'm going to say, is he doing some things right now that you don't necessarily agree with and that's caused a bone of contention between you two?
Right.
Yeah. I am going to say that you're going to get sick of this. And I don't see that this is going to possibly end up being a long-term thing unless he really makes some changes. It's going to take
okay.
a lot of giving on his part, and I'm not real sure that he's in a place that he's willing to do that at this time. But possibly
okay.
faced with the option of you do it or you lose me, that might do something for him. I don't know. I think putting him on... You know, putting him, giving him a little warning here or something. He's gonna have to give as much as you are. Let's put it that way.
Well, you know what? I've already given him that information that he has to respect my boundaries, and so we haven't spoken for a few days. I've seen
right.
him briefly where we had to exchange information, but I just haven't seen him. I don't know if you see the energy on his end not
I don't feel like he is willing to. I feel like he's kind of set in his ways, and he doesn't plan on changing.
Okay. All right.
And I apologize, but I'm only hearing every other word that you're saying because I have a horrible signal today. I'm so sorry.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I was trying to get in clearly, you know, talk clearly. I apologize.
No, it's not you all. It's the signal that I have here. It's my signal. It's on my end. But I hope that answers the question for you. And best of luck, and, you know, be looking in the future for my other little segments where I'll be having some mini readings and possibly call back then. Maybe get some more answers.
Okie dokie. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling in. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We are going to take one final caller today, and I want to thank everyone who's called in already. Go ahead and take this caller. Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hi, this is Laura.
Hi. Do you have a question for Spirit today?
Yeah, I would like to know when they see me getting a job. I've been trying to get a job for a while now, and I've been interviewing.
I'm not real sure. I'm getting the number 6 around your question. That could be 6 days, 6 weeks. I don't feel like it's months, but I do feel like it's going to be a little while. I don't feel like it's going to be anything in the immediate future.
Okay, well, that's not good news because 6 weeks is too long for me, too.
I'm sorry, but actually, I feel like, I don't know if you've been sitting on an application or if there's another place that you've been thinking about putting in an application, but it's not going to be working for anywhere that you've already put in an application, I don't feel. I feel like you're going to end up going with someone or someplace else that you haven't actually put in an application yet. And it's something where you're going to be submitting it online. But whatever this is, I feel like as soon as you send in this application, you will get an immediate response. I would say keep your eyes peeled, pray about it, meditate about it, see if you can ask Spirit to give you a sign of where to lead you. And whenever you feel that little tug, you put that application wherever you see the signs around this place. I don't know why in the world I keep seeing like a retail store, like almost something inside of a mall, I want to say, or it's a storefront. Is this someplace where does this make sense to you? Is this somewhere where you've possibly put in an application, or is this somewhere that you pass by a lot?
No.
And it's kind of close to you.
No,
there's something with big glass windows.
Yeah, I have no idea what that would be.
I see big glass windows along the front of a building. I don't feel like the places where you put in your applications are going to be the ones to call you. So I would say that I would still be very active in submitting applications.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Bye.
We're down to 4 minutes. I'll try to take this one last caller.
Hello.
Hi, caller. Are you there?
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you? We have 3 minutes. Do you have a quick question for Spirit this morning?
Yes. I was wondering, when do you see a new love and a serious relationship coming from?
Do you not have a boyfriend currently? Or are you still in communications with an ex-boyfriend?
My daughter's father, but we're not together. It's been years, so I'm staying new. I want new.
Oh. I'm not feeling it for a while. I'm not feeling it in the next 3 months, I would say. It's going to be a little further out. But I do feel like this is going to be a relationship with someone that you know. You've been in contact with this person possibly in your past. You may possibly be friends. You have some kind of familiarity with this person. You know the person. And I feel like it's going to be a really good thing for you because you are going to start off with a friendship that's going to turn into a love interest.
Okay.
And I feel like more when it's warmer, during the warmer, I want to say like this summer possibly.
Okay.
All right. Well, I hope that answered your question for you, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, I hope everyone had good readings today. I want to thank you all for calling in and giving me this opportunity to kind of put myself out there and push out of my comfort zone. I feel really positive about this experience. Thank you all so much for calling in, listening in. I will try to do this maybe once a week. I want to say that I appreciate every single person who sends, you know, people to call or support feedback after it's aired live. I really, really appreciate it. God bless you all and have a good day. Thank you for listening.